Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tatro Radio. This is Joseph from Team Tatro, and today I have another clip from a call-in show for you guys. So in today's episode, we have a caller who asks about sustainability in Tatro's career in music, like how he has been able to work with his finances to make sure he could achieve his dream while also being responsible about his situation. So Nick talks a little bit about how he got going on his journey with content creation and music production. But I just want to let everybody know that finally today, Tatro's next sample pack, Haze, is released. So I'll put a link in the description down below to where you can go to pick up the Haze sample pack. But remember, if you become a member to Tatro's YouTube channel at the VIP tier or above, you will get the sample pack for free. And if you maintain that membership until the next sample pack comes out, you can continue to get all the latest sample packs for free as long as you stay a member. So go to his YouTube channel, click the join button, check out the perks of becoming a member. There's a lot of great perks, but let's just get into the question.
So as I kind of understand, so I've been watching, listening, and like you were in school and you were into music early on, but I was just kind of wondering, like, when you kind of jumped in and started to want to make like more and more music, whenever that point in your journey was, did you worry about like sustainability? Because like, I mean, like MIDI controllers, like it's not really that expensive, but it feels like a big deal to a lot of folks. You got your wheel. And it's like, at what point did you think about, can I like not only sustain this as like a hobby, but can I like do more than that?
Well, I'll say that I was always laser focused on, first of all, I knew music was my thing. Like when, like I, wow. Music was my thing. Like I knew it. Like I wasn't going to play football. I wasn't going to go like work in an office. Music was my thing. So no matter what, I was laser focused on how do I sustain my life via music. And also shout out to SDK for the super chat. I really appreciate it. So I was always laser focused on how do I support my life as a musician. And one thing that I did coming right out of college, well, first of all, while I was in college, I was constantly searching for gigs. Whether that was playing as a singer-songwriter and getting paid, playing in a cover band and getting paid, whether that was looking for people who needed composers for a people who needed composers for animations, I worked on that. I worked on a podcast that needed like, it's a very funny podcast about conspiracy theories where they wanted to take pop songs and like rewrite them to be about conspiracy theories. Like I worked on that. Like I would take like any kind of job that I could get, teach lessons. I worked in a cafe in a music store just to be kind of close to that environment and try to like pick up some lessons that way. But I was always constantly laser focused on generating an income from music in whatever way possible, teaching, playing, performing, making music, whatever it may be, always 100%. So as I've developed in that, I've always just tried to level up and level up and level up. That's where YouTube comes into play. YouTube seemed about a cool way to like make stuff and generate some revenue. And obviously it's fostered like a fair amount of revenue generating things, whether I do sponsored content or whether it's like just from a perspective of subsidizing this hobby of mine, right? Like if I love MIDI controllers, like whatever you love out there, if you love makeup, if you love basketball, if you love whatever it is, if you make content about it and you build an audience, you can at the very least get things for free related to the things that you love. You know what I mean? And that's kind of the position I'm in with music. Like all the plugins, all the gear, whatever, it just comes to me for free. And then spiral that out, I got good at YouTube and social media. So people started hiring me to consult about those things and strategize about those things and execute creative vision. So like it all just kind of spiraled, but I was always 100% laser focused on making it a sustainable thing that I could support myself with. But that is not to say like it's not all rainbows, right? Like I worked 4 years at a nonprofit, like, and working at a nonprofit, you don't get paid a lot, but it was a very rewarding job, and I'm very happy that I did it. But I was doing that all at the same time that I was doing kind of starting all this stuff, you know? So like it's all it's always been the focus, but I was working at the nonprofit teaching music. So I was like, okay, no matter what, like I want to find the thing related to music. And some people are stingy. Some people are like, I'm a musician. I don't want to go teach, which maybe those people shouldn't be teaching, but I was willing to do like pretty much anything related to music if it meant I could sustain my life based on making music.
Well, so it was like sustainable from like, I don't know, like, it's not like day zero or something, but from very on, it sounds like that was an emphasis for you.
It was always like, that's the reality. Like I could either commit to doing music just as a hobby, right? Like just as a thing I do on the side, and I could go get a 9-to-5 as a whatever, whatever. But that just never appealed. I never saw that for myself. And I have friends that love music that have full-time jobs. That are perfectly content with their life, and there's more power to them. I never wanted that to be the goal. Did I, of course, think that I could do that? But I could do that if I had to, but I wouldn't necessarily want to. So I was just, like I said, laser focused. And it's the reality check of like, there's no guarantee in this business that you can make a living off of doing music, doing social media, whatever. Like there's no guarantee. So I just realized that and realized that if I really want to do this, I had to work very, very hard, and I had to constantly be searching for work and constantly taking opportunities that could progress me forward. You know, like it's just that reality check of like, if you really do want to do it, like you're going to have to sacrifice. You're going to have to take every opportunity possible. I don't know. I just always had that vision of like, I want to do music and I want to sustain myself via music. Don't know what that looks like, but I'm going to figure it out as I go, you know?
Wow. I mean, did it look a lot bit different when you were young? Because I mean, you were just telling another caller you were like playing trumpet in high school. I'm like,
yeah, because when I was younger, I really wanted to be like a high school band director, basically. Like I had no aspirations of doing like a YouTube channel or anything until much, much later. And I was a singer-songwriter too. Like I was like, play acoustic guitar, show up to the party, play for 2 hours, covers, that kind of thing. Like,
oh, that's fun. So yeah, I get that. That's kind of me.
it evolved. It evolved over time. And I kind of just embraced that. Like I made music for so long under a completely different name. Like Tatro is like, Tatro still feels kind of like new, even though it's not new to me.
How old is it? I mean,
it's probably like 6 years old. Like it's probably about 6 years old, which is not that young in terms of like content and stuff. But like when I think about the amount of time I spent on my other project that doesn't even really exist anymore, it's crazy to think that.
Wow. And you're pivoting into hyperpop, at least on the side or something, right?
Yeah, it's less of a, in this case, when I did Tatro, and I abandoned the other project because I didn't like the other project anymore. With Tatro, I'm going to still sustain Tatro as its own thing, but I'm going to try this new project and we'll see what happens. Maybe people will like it, maybe people won't like it, but I'm over having a bunch of songs in my Google Drive that nobody has heard and wondering if people would like them. So now we're going to find out if people like them.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm learning how to shoot music videos and stuff. I literally just shot a music video for what will be the first original single. And I'm pretty proud of it. So I'm excited to share it all.
Hype. Well, we'll be on that. That's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, but it's been quite the journey. And I really appreciate people like you and other members and everybody who supports, like some of you folks like support no matter what. And I really, really appreciate that. I try to just give it all back as possible because I realize how hard it was for me and how fewer resources there were at the time when I was doing it. So if I can do what I can, even to just be like a center point for people to come together. And like you said at the beginning, everybody can share a little bit of knowledge and everybody has come together because this is my channel, but everybody's from around the world and can share with each other and help each other progress. Like it's just way better that way. So I always wanted to use my platform, if I built one, to help other people do the same thing or decide what they wanted to do, you know?
Well, that's so cool. Well, you're doing that high school band director on a different level. You're directing a different band now.
Yeah, kind of. You're totally right. Yeah.
Well, that is going to be it for today's episode. I hope you guys got some value from that and kind of got something that you can apply to your own musical journey, some sort of inspiration. But before I go, just one last time, remember to check out the new sample pack Haze. I'll put a link in the description down below to where you can pick it up. But also, I'll put a link to the YouTube video that Tatro puts up with kind of a demonstration of a beat that he makes using the sound, so you can kind of see what the sample pack is like. But that's going to be it for today. This has been Joseph from Team Tatro. I will talk to you guys in the live streams.